This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. This is the live Sunday edition, and you can call in and, well, talk freely live here on the radio. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, wherever you are, whatever day it might be, you may call us either through the telephone, through Skype, or through the Discord app. Is there another way to do it,
Daryl? Call in line, Skype, Discord.
That ought to do it. Yep. So,
or if you're an amplifier, there's the app call in lines as well.
That's true. Then you will have those numbers in your email that Ian sent you, welcoming you to the AMP program. I don't even know the number because I'm not an amplifier. I'm a show host, and I don't need to know the number. I guess it's probably written somewhere here on the.
It's written somewhere there.
I've got it. Anyway, the call-in line for you, if you're not an amplifier, is 855-450-3733. That's 855, and then the word free is in Free Talk Live.
And, like, you've got to do 450 before the free.
Yeah, 855-450, free.
Right, but when you were, you know, giving the actual numbers, you said 855 and then the word free. You forgot the 450.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. I'll take your word for it. The Discord chat, you just go to discord.freetalklive.com to get started with that. There's an app, or you can open up a web window or whatever it is your preference. And Skype, you send us a user request. Our username is lrn.fm, and we'll approve it and put you on the air. And those Skype and Discord, just much better quality.
Generally.
Yeah. You've got to have a good mic, though.
And make sure, please, please, please make sure that if you're using the Skype or the Discord, use headphones, because otherwise, and we've had several calls recently where they're just letting the audio come through their computer and it's giving horrible feedback and echo. Use headphones.
All right. So that's the solution. Let's get into the show prep here. It looks like our good friend, Alex Jones, is on trial for saying disparaging things about the Sandy Hook massacre parents or something. I haven't looked into this very thoroughly, Daryl.
I've not looked into the lawsuit either, but I have seen a story from Texas Monthly. Alex Jones's attorney says no reasonable person would believe anything that Alex Jones says. So let's jump into the article.
All right.
In April, the ever-ascending media empire that is Alex Jones's InfoWars was served with its most serious threat. Several lawsuits, including one by the parents of a child killed during the Sandy Hook school massacre in Connecticut, and one by a man inaccurately identified by InfoWars as the suspect in the Parkland shooting earlier this year, both filed in Travis County, each alleging defamation by Jones and his company.
So in the one case, if you were an alternative news source, right, you would get a lot of hits if you were to say, hey, it wasn't the crazy bullied kid that did the shooting. It was this person. And
oh, no. So what happened there, he wasn't saying it wasn't the crazy bullied kid. He had a picture of somebody that lives in Keene, New Hampshire, and said, this is the crazy bullied kid that did the shooting.
That's a mistake, and I'm not sure that he's going to get in too much trouble over a mistake.
It was a huge, major mistake.
It's a huge, major mistake, but when you make a huge, major mistake, it's still a mistake. One of the things about defamation is I think it's got to be on purpose. Well, anyway, good luck to these folks. I think he probably should have, cut him a check just to keep him out from suing. But, I don't know. I don't know what the specifics are. I hope justice prevails in this circumstance.
The article continues. The possibility that this could derail Jones's enterprise was real. Defamation cases against media companies are hard for plaintiffs to win, but InfoWars is no ordinary media company, and the charges reflected practices far outside of traditional journalism. That's not an accident. Jones's brand is built upon the idea that he's a lone crusader against the mainstream media, telling his audience bold truths about a world he claims lies to them constantly.
Yeah, he had Ian and I on at one point or another and was trying to convince us that there is a global Quaker conspiracy. At the time, Ian was identifying as a Quaker. I am a Quaker and have been for like 10 years.
Hold on. So what's the globalist Quaker conspiracy? To leave everybody alone?
Well, no. Quakers are like they're
Quakers aren't violent people.
No, but they are liberals. Right? And Alex Jones is the opposite of that. I'd call him ultra-right. And
yes.
So therefore, they're certainly not going to agree on stuff. The Quakers have organizations, you know, that they've put together, lots of acronyms that float around, and they advocate for things. In many cases, they advocate for things that I would say aren't in line with Quakerdom.
Okay.
So if you're, you know, if your Quaker organization is out there advocating for environmental stuff, well, a Quaker organization is supposed to represent, at the very least, all of its monthly meeting. And I wouldn't necessarily agree with everything that, you know, some environmental person might say. You know, when they floated around that picture of the starving polar bear relatively recently, I said, this is a fake. And turns out, now they're having to apologize for it. That doesn't mean that I think that every environmental thing that they put out there is nonsense, but
right. Some
of it, I can say this. If you're making a prediction, if you're an environmental person making a prediction,
yep. You
are likely going to have to withdraw your foot from your mouth somewhere in the relatively near future.
Right. So what's the Quaker conspiracy again?
That was just it. Basically, that they're liberals and stuff.
Okay.
You didn't have anything on that one.
Okay, you know, because
you're not
normally
going to fight out of me.
Right, but no, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, like, what's the conspiracy? So,
yeah. You
know, like, the globalist conspiracy is there's a group of people that control you.
Yeah.
You don't see the puppet strings, but they're there, and I'm just trying to expose the puppet strings. Like, that's the globalist conspiracy.
Quakers are liberals that have lobbyists.
Okay, let's continue with the article. It says, for about the first decade and a half of his career, he did so very much as a fringe character in the media landscape, an Austin-based outlaw spouting off conspiracies about black helicopters, vaccines, the CIA, and 9/11. His influence grew after the election of Obama in 2008 as so-called patriot groups and militias took hold around the country, and Jones's theories and aesthetics found a much larger constituency. As it did, his business model shifted as well from being funded largely by DVD sales and advertising to turning into an outlet for dietary supplements intended to protect users from the sort of health-related conspiracies that Jones railed about on his show. With that increased influence, he's one of President Trump's key media defenders, and Trump, during the 2016 presidential campaign, appeared on InfoWars to gush to the host about his amazing reputation. Jones has faced increased scrutiny.
It's amazing, his reputation.
Last year, during a bitter custody trial with his ex-wife, Jones's attorneys had to walk a tightrope in the courtroom between acknowledging that part of his persona is, in fact, an act he plays up for the cameras, lest the jury find him an unfit father, and maintaining for the sake of his audience that he actually does believe what he says. Now,
it's hard for me to believe that Alex Jones doesn't believe what he says. I've met him, and he seems like when I met him, he seemed meek and earnest and, you know, wasn't the guy that you would hear on the radio at all. You know, just he was at the radio convention, and, you know, he's called into this show before. Awesome. He's had us on his show. Awesome. You know, don't think he's a terrible guy or anything like that. But at the same time, I think that, you know, he and his listeners tend to be a little too ready to believe some cock and bull story that is trotted out, at, you know, whenever something happens.
So
everything is a conspiracy.
Would you compare Alex Jones to, say, George Norrie and who was the other guy?
Art Bell. Had interest in his subjects, but didn't believe everything he talked about.
Right.
Whereas, George Norrie, I haven't really listened to much at all. I just don't listen to that. But Alex Jones, I think he believes a lot of that stuff, personally. 855, what do you think? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We're talking about the the radio phenomenon known as Alex Jones. And I think it's worth pointing out that this guy started not too long before Free Talk Live did. And he may not have stretched across the radio quite as well as FTL did, but man, on the internet, Jones is king. And he is attributed to some extent with Trump's election. I mean, you could attribute basically, it was such a marginally close election that you could basically attribute it to anything, you know, the length of his ties or, you know, that Hillary Clinton's get up one time that looked like Kim Jong-il or whatever it is that you want to look, you know, attribute it to. You could, but it's no doubt that when Alex Jones gave his, if Alex Jones had said, you got to vote for the Libertarian, like
right.
That would have, in all likelihood, caused hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, probably hundreds of thousands, to vote for the Libertarian instead of Donald Trump, thus throwing that election to Clinton.
I don't necessarily know that, you know, Alex Jones's endorsement one way or the other threw hundreds of thousands
of votes.
How about
tens of thousands? Are you willing to say that?
I don't know, because I don't know how, you know, like, I know that his fan base...
millions of downloads.
Yes, he gets millions of downloads, but some of those people might just listen because I can't believe what he's going to say next. That guy's bat-ass crazy.
I've lost co-hosts.
Hold on.
Okay.
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
There are also people that are loyal, and if he says, you know, like,
buy Calvin real soap.
Lead-based paint in your underpants. They'll put lead-based paint in their underpants because it keeps the TSA from seeing your junk when you go through the X-ray machine. But at the same time, there are some people that, you know, let's call them principled non-voters that are also fans of Alex Jones,
sure,
that will not vote one way or the other, and I don't know what percentages of his fan base fall into those various categories.
I don't either.
So I'm not willing to say hundreds of thousands or even tens of thousands, but it would definitely be some number.
Yeah, well, it would be some number. I'm going to go, I'm confident with tens of thousands, and maybe I was going out on a limb with hundreds of thousands, but I don't think... You know, world.
It's definitely not millions.
I wouldn't say millions. But he gets millions of downloads in a, probably across his platforms, he probably gets a million downloads in a month.
Probably.
Well, shoot, Free Talk Live gets 100,000 in a month, so yeah, he gets millions of downloads
so
in a month.
Let's explain again why we're talking about this crazy guy.
We get millions of downloads, but we get millions of downloads in the course of, you know, a few years.
So, he's back in the news because he's back in court. So you might recall, I forget, and the article mentions it, when he was in court for the custody dispute. And his lawyer was walking this.
That's
sort
not
of
this case. That was the previous one.
Correct. That's why I said he's back in court. But you might recall he was in court for that custody dispute. And the article said that his lawyer was having to walk a tightrope in court between acknowledging that part of Jones's persona is in fact an act that he plays up for the cameras because, you know, he can't be seen in the eyes of the custody court as being an unfit father.
Well,
but the lawyer also had to maintain, for the sake of Jones's audience, that he actually does believe what he says.
Okay, so, look, I mean, to some extent, me on the radio is an act because I wouldn't talk to, like, if my wife brought over a friend who's like, oh, what do you do for a living? Well, I'm a nationally syndicated talk show host. Well, really? What do you talk about? Well, instead of doing Republican or Democrat talk, we do Libertarian talk. Oh, well, tell me what libertarianism. I wouldn't necessarily, you know, project my voice the way I project my voice. I wouldn't necessarily say that, look, you know,
right. So, you know,
Republicans believe the lie of fiscal solvency that the Republican Party says, and that the Democratic Party is just a bunch of functionally, economically illiterate people.
Right.
Right?
So you're
I wouldn't
taking
say
yourself
that to her.
And you're, you know, turning it up to 11.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
If you will.
It's me.
But when you say things, you believe them. generally, I unless you're quoting somebody or reading an article, you know, like there are times I'll read an article and be like, this isn't what I believe, but this is what the article says. But, you know, he's spouting these weird theories, and the lawyer is saying, at least he was during the custody dispute, of, yeah, he actually believes what he's talking about, because that's what the audience wants to hear. Now, Jones is back in court facing a different legal challenge, and his attorneys are once more tasked with arguing that Jones doesn't really mean what he says on his broadcast, while also doing their best to maintain his credibility. The two suits currently against Jones will, this article was written last week, says we'll have their initial hearings this week, meaning within the past few days, at court in Travis County.
I want to hear about it, but I want to go to this call, too. William calling in from Nevada. William, you're on Free Talk Live. Calling from K-Tox.
Yeah, yes, sir, gentlemen. Talk about Sandy Hook. You need to know about Jim Fetzer's book. Jim Fetzer wrote a book, and Amazon...
Who's Jim Fetzer? Who is Jim Fetzer? Pardon? Who is Jim Fetzer?
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you know who Fetzer is. Yeah. Anyways, his book title...
Who is it? I've never heard of this guy. Who is he?
Oh, who is he? Oh, he's a researcher. He did a lot of stuff on the Paul Wellstone plane.
On the what?
Paul Wellstone was a senator and his plane crashed.
Okay.
Expose on this. Yeah, he did. Anyway, Jim Fetzer is a researcher, and he's a real intelligent guy, and he's about free after Amazon would sell it. The title of the book is No One Died at Sandy Hook, and he has a lot of information. There's also a gentleman named...
What sort of information does he have in the book?
Okay, things like the church has been, or the school's been closed for years. There's actually no, the asphalt out front has no drips on it from recent cars. Just all kinds of things that...
So evidence that Sandy Hook didn't occur.
Right. Well, yeah.
I mean, look, I don't know whether Sandy Hook occurred or not because I wasn't there, but I tend to believe the news when they have, you know, lots and lots of reporters going out there whose job it is to supposedly report the truth. It's a big conspiracy theory. You would agree, right, William? It's a big conspiracy theory for people.
Let's look at the facts.
William, you're breaking up on me, so it's difficult for me to know what the facts are. Like, you gotta, I don't know. I mean, that's hard for me to understand what you're saying.
Okay. Yes.
And of course, it breaks up immediately after me saying that. William, tell you what. I'm going to put you on hold. See if we can get you in a better cell or something. That's that sort of thing. Because I don't want to cut you short, but I just can't hear you. I'm sorry. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. I think that if you're going to have a conspiracy theory, you probably should keep, if you're going to try to conspiracy, you should probably keep your group down below the numbers of five people. And a whole town hiding this from you sounds outrageous to me. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Chicago's South Side is the scene of bloody overnight shooting incidents, many involving young people.
These are kids. This isn't a grown. These are kids.
That's Chicago Pastor Price Donovan. Four people have died and 41 received injuries from bullets. At a press conference, officials said they're working hard to stop the gun violence.
As of this morning, more than 5,500 illegal guns have been taken off the streets this year. What I promise you is that we won't be defeated. I mean, I promise this city that we won't be defeated.
Despite the gun violence this weekend, Chicago police claim shootings are down overall 30% this year. Police say the hot, humid weather overnight brought many more people onto the streets of Southside Chicago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're talking about Alex Jones, the Sandy Hook massacre. Conspiracy theories. We had a gentleman on the line. He's dropped off. He had a bad connection, and it sounded as though, I don't want to put words in his mouth or anything, but it sounded as though he believed that the Sandy Hook massacre was all ruse, probably to take away people's gun rights or whatever. I would disagree with that. I would say the results are true, right? Like, right. Gun rights were taken away in Connecticut. And some people gave up their guns as a result. Some people left. Some people just kept their guns. But nonetheless, everything to me doesn't have to be a conspiracy theory. Bad things are going to happen in the world.
Right.
And it doesn't always, the globalists or the Bilderbergers or the Trilateral Commission or the Illuminati or whomever it is, trotting this out, trying to convince us. And that's the stock and trade of the conspiracy theorists out there is basically one of them has to come up with some story, and then the others are hard pressed to say otherwise. Oh, well, no, that's not a conspiracy theory, but the thing I believe is. And I don't know, certainly conspiracy theories are a reality in historical reality. This is, there's no doubt about it.
Right. There are some things that at one time were labeled conspiracy theories that have later
been proven that they were actually happening. But that doesn't mean that every crazy idea that somebody has
means Bigfoot's,
is actually true.
Right, that Bigfoot's sitting in a UFO someplace controlling it. And I don't want to... Look, I like Bigfoot, and I suspect that it's possible that, alien life, some kind of intelligent alien life has visited. I don't know, but... It makes some sense to me. If there's intelligent alien life, they have either solved the super light travel problem or they haven't in some way, shape, or form. If they have, they're likely checking in on developing,
worlds
and to see what happens there, to see if these people are going to be a problem or just it's just interesting. I mean, you know, there's the National Geographic Channel is us looking at other species. Because we're interested.
Right.
So maybe they've got a show out there that's like, look at these hairless monkeys and their behavior. Isn't it amazing? They love looking at screens. They're mesmerized by LCD screens. LED.
The Onion has a thing about people spending their day looking at glowing rectangles.
Yes. So, you know, I'm sure that's interesting to aliens with their little tentacles and whatever it is that they've got going on. I have no clue.
Maybe that's happening in one of the multiverses, but in the one that we're in, Alex Jones is in court. One of the suits that he's facing, and this is why we're talking about the crazy guy, suit was brought by...
So you're going on the record that Alex Jones is crazy?
I've been on the record saying that for a long time. Suit brought by Leonard Posner and Veronica de la Rosa, parents of six-year-old named Noah, who was killed in Sandy Hook in 2012. The lawsuit is based on statements Jones made during a video that is still on YouTube titled, Sandy Hook Vampires Exposed. In that video, Jones, who has a history of denying that the Sandy Hook shooting actually happened, has previously argued that the massacre might have been a false flag by a government seeking to restrict gun rights. Once more, challenges the idea of the Posner or as the Posner family as victims. The family's argument hinges on the fact that last June, a woman named Lucy Richards was sentenced to 5 months in prison for sending threats to Posner and De La Rosa, accusing them of participating in a hoax and threatening their lives because of it.
Right. So there's these people called hoax, or this
crisis actors.
Crisis actors out there that the presumption is that they participate. Look, here's a picture of this brown-haired girl, and she's talking into a phone. She's screaming, and somebody looks like her at just about every event. Maybe they just look similar. I don't know. But that's the idea. And if you believe that these crises are being staged in order to take away our rights slowly but surely by the Democrats and the globalists and whomever it is that are doing this, the people that want to wipe us out, God knows what the story is, then you would consider the crisis actors to be enemies. If you consider them to be your enemies, some people will take physical action against their enemies.
Yes.
It's probably a good idea. If your enemies are taking physical action against you, maybe you should take physical action against them. But that's where this all kind of leads. Not that I'm saying that Jones is necessarily responsible for it. I think that the problem here is that we've got freedom of speech in this country, and you're going to have a difficult time with this defamation thing. We'll see.
So in the case from last year, the court found that Jones and InfoWars had influenced Richard's thinking on the matter that, according to documents filed by the plaintiff's attorney, Mark Bankston, and obtained by Texas Monthly, the term of her sentence also include that after her release, she would be prohibited from viewing InfoWars programming.
Okay.
As a result, Bankston says this suit was brought because the Posner family cannot let Mr. Jones's malicious lies put their lives at further risk. Most of the instances by Jones's lawyer, Mark Enoch. Wait, hold on. Somehow when I scrolled down, it skipped me to the middle of a paragraph. Most of the instances of Jones painting the family and the Sandy Hook massacre as fake happened outside the statute of limitations. Bankston's arguments acknowledge those statements, but use the fact that the family did not sue earlier to refute an argument by Jones's lawyer, Mark Enoch, that their true intention behind filing the lawsuit is to silence those who openly oppose their public Herculean efforts to ban the sale of certain weapons, ammunition, and accessories, to pass new laws relating to gun registration, and to limit free speech.
And this much is true. There are people that are victims of crimes
yes.
that believe that the solution to those crimes is to limit gun ownership. And you gotta say that once you enter into the public realm, you become a public figure.
Right.
Speaking about a public figure is far less restrictive than somebody who's hasn't entered that realm. I don't think that Jones is going to have much luck here, or that they're going to have much luck going after Jones on this one, but that's just me guessing.
Bankston argues that if that were true, the Posners could have sued Jones long ago for any of these countless libels. Instead, he writes, they chose to persevere until their lives were threatened. Instead of the earlier arguments then, the Posners focus on comments made in April 2017 in which Jones claims that an interview between De La Rosa and CNN host Anderson Cooper in Newtown was faked and that they filmed it in front of a green screen. The supposed evidence Jones presents is that when Cooper turns, his nose disappears repeatedly because of the green screen not being set right. According to CNN and to video forensic experts retained by the plaintiffs, the effect was a common compression artifact that happens often in video encoding. That's the allegation against Jones. His defense, meanwhile, argues that while Jones says that Cooper and De La Rosa faked the interview and provides evidence for that claim that draws upon Jones's own authority with video production, he did not intend to speak factually, and in fact, no reasonable person would expect that Jones spoke factually on his show.
Period or about video?
A motion to dismiss the suit filed by Jones's attorney argues, quote, there can simply be no statement of fact when Mr. Jones's view, when Mr. Jones views a video of Anderson Cooper and provides his commentary and opinion with regards to possibilities as to why Cooper's nose disappeared, all the while directing the viewer's attention to the very video about which he is opined. No reasonable reader or listener would interpret Jones's statements regarding the possibility of a blue screen being used as a verifiable false statement of fact, and even if it is verifiable as false, the entire context in which it was made discloses the statement as mere opinions masquerading as fact. That may be the best argument available to Jones in defending himself in the suit.
Yeah, I think it's an opinion that Sandy Hook wasn't real. I just think it's a wrong opinion. What's your thought? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
I just think it's interesting that the beacon of truth is having his lawyer say no reasonable person would believe him.
There you go. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-feature wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's a live Sunday edition. Talking about lawsuit against Alex Jones for the Sandy Hook comments, the Sandy Hook opinions.
And also the Parkland shooting.
Yes, that's true, too.
And so, we're about to get into that one.
You can call in on that if you wish. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Bitcoin.com, I want to thank them. I want to thank them for sponsoring me at the Boston Open. I am I do jiu-jitsu. I can't say I'm great at it or anything like that, but I do it. And they're my sponsor, and I think it's awesome. I sadly lost, but I did get a stripe today. So now my white belt, instead of just being white, is a white belt with three stripes on it. So thanks, Bitcoin.com, for your support. And another thing Bitcoin.com wants you to know is that you can save 20, 25, on up to 33% at saveitpurse.com. All you got to do is go over there, create an account, fund it with Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, because they're taking Bitcoin Cash now,
yep.
BTC or Bitcoin Cash. Just fund the account, and you just shop at Amazon, and then somebody someplace who wants to buy will buy you that thing, and they will trade you crypto for that thing. They'll send it to you as a gift, and it works out pretty well. We do it at my house. Ian's done it to the tune of many thousands of dollars.
Saved. Yeah, I've saved several hundred over the last few years.
So check it out, saveatpurse.com, bitcoin.com, your resource for all things crypto. Going on, Daryl.
So the spread of bad information from Alex Jones is also at the heart of another lawsuit against himself and InfoWars. This one filed by someone that we know, Mark, a man named Marcel Fontaine.
Ah.
Involves a post on the InfoWars website that went up shortly after the school shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. In the post, InfoWars writer Kit Daniels published a photo of Fontaine wearing a red T-shirt with caricatures of communist figures drinking alcohol with the words, Communist Party.
Okay.
Daniels says he obtained that from 4chan. The InfoWars headline read, Reported Florida Shooter Dressed as a Communist Supports ISIS. It included photos of both Cruz and Fontaine. InfoWars in the second suit is being represented by Eric Taub and Kevin Brown. In their motion to dismiss, they explained that Daniels accurately reported what the 4chan original poster and other social media outlets had reported, that the challenged image was that of the Parkland shooter. The, quote, other social media outlets, end quote, included the defendant's exhibits are limited to a single tweet from a now-suspended Antifa parody account. They also argue that they never named Fontaine, limiting their liability in the case. In response to the motion to dismiss, which also asked Fontaine to pay $29,000 in legal fees for InfoWars, Bankston argues that InfoWars, if it seeks protection as a media organization, has a responsibility to meet standards of diligence exercised by other media companies. To support their argument, they note that InfoWars never cited any of their sources, which means that users familiar with 4chan's history of spreading misinformation around mass shootings or of the parody account's purpose would have to identify that the sourcing was less than credible on their own. If that were considered a reasonable journalism practice, the response argues, quote, there would be nothing to stop InfoWars writers from submitting their own anonymous messages to 4chan and then republishing those statements to millions with no attribution.
Sounds accurate.
There are plenty of ethical questions worth asking.
If you're getting your news from 4chan, you're a fool.
Yes. And InfoWars apparently is getting some of their news from 4chan.
They shouldn't.
Skipping down into the article somewhat, the article concludes, there are plenty of ethical questions worth asking about InfoWars with regards to these cases. Chief among them, does a media company that spreads inaccurate information without citing sources or attempting to run basic diligence, like reverse image searches, about private citizens like Fontaine bear responsibility for threats made by their readers? But the ethical questions aren't what's being heard in court in Travis County. Rather, it will be specific legal issues around defamation. In a court, those determinations are complicated, rooted in precedents, and involve questions thornier than just whether InfoWars' approach to media is ethical or not. But regardless of what happens in preliminary hearings, which, if the cases proceed, could be followed by jury trials or settlements, they're not the end of the legal woes for InfoWars. There are three more defamation suits, including another in Travis County filed by a Sandy Hook parent represented by Bankston, which will receive its first hearing in September, as well as another in Connecticut and one in Charlottesville, Virginia, related to reports from InfoWars after a neo-Nazi march in the city last June. If these filings are any indication, Jones's attorneys will have to rely on a number of different arguments to defend their suits, and those defenses could serve to undermine Jones's mission.
Well, so if you look, the laws are such that all Alex Jones has to say is ostensibly or allegedly in front of some of the things that he says, and then he could just go on with his diatribes as usual. I don't think that this is going to do anything other than perhaps change the angle of delivery to some extent or another. As far as history goes, we are not in new realm. Newspapers used to not really be news. They used to be basically opinion pieces,
right,
on your side of the issue. Things changed over time. Journalism morphed, I would say matured, but
right, and that's why there's a journalistic code of ethics.
Yes.
And if you're going to call yourself a journalist, you should, at the very least, know what they are and try to follow them as best you can.
That is your opinion on what journalists should do. I agree with it. However, Alex Jones and his cadre of people are not going to be interested in your opinion on their opinions.
But they're calling themselves or attempting to call themselves journalists while admitting that they are not taking due diligence to verify the accuracy of their reporting, which is the first thing under the journalistic code of ethics.
So just because their lawyers say something in court doesn't mean that people are going to say, oh, well, you know, lawyers say things. They have to say things. They're not talking to people who are woke or whatever it is that they're going to claim. Look, it is really, 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 really hard to prove defamation. And Alex Jones charges enough money for ads that he can afford a huge cadre of lawyers. I'm not terribly concerned. If he managed to make it through the custody battle with his kids, between he and his wife, right? Like the closest person to him. These people filing suits from around America, they're not going to have much going. Now, maybe he'll change the way he does things a little bit in order to avoid some of this in the future, you know, but we're just talking about...
I don't think he will. I think he'll wind up using it to sort of, you know, embolden his audience. Look at all these people coming after me for spreading the truth. Blah, 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 blah. I just won in court 5 times. Send me money because I've got legal fees. And these liberal judges aren't giving me the money from these guys that are suing me. Blah, 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 blah. And buy this Berkey water filter.
Yeah, I think that that's the sort of thing that'll happen. Look,
and then he'll probably give one of these, and his face turns red and he'll rip his shirt off.
So Free Talk Live got raided by the FBI a couple of years ago, you're going on 3 now. And some of our listeners stepped up and sent us new equipment because the FBI took like 80 pieces of equipment or something like that.
Without a request from anyone here.
Right. A listener started a GoFundMe and it raised thousands of dollars and we got new equipment within a few days and everything was back up and going and it was awesome. Now, we don't cry wolf too often. So people will respond. But there were some of our listeners that peeled off at that point. It's like, I can't listen to Free Talk Live anymore. They have had a raid over issues that are important to me, and you know, there may be no charges. There may not, you know, nothing may ever come of it, but it's just too much for me.
Right.
And they left. They wrote emails to us, and they said, goodbye, that's enough for me. And, okay, well, you know, if you're going to choose to break up with us over... an investigation that has not yet resulted in a charge, and we have no evidence that anyone on this show is involved in that. Like, we have no evidence because no one's even...
Right.
There's nothing. We have nothing. There's no accusation of nothing. Well, I expect Alex Jones' listeners will rally around it. Yes, that's what I think. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. We are going to talk about, well, why innocent people choose to take charges, to plead charges. The number, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
There's one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.